like this. Say you go out, Mekadesh Le'isha Stam. I want you to marry a lady for me. I want to get married. I give you money now. Go marry a lady. He doesn't tell the person which lady, who, where, what, when. He just says, go and marry a lady for me. So Lacher is now, if he does not hear from the Shliach, that the Shliach does not come back and tell him exactly who he married, the Lacher is also B'chol HaNashim Shebo'ilam. This man now cannot remarry. On the Kad, the Shliach dies or does not come back, Shlamaisi cannot get married now. Why? Because Chazoka Shliach Oysa Shtechusei. We have a Chazoka that a Shliach does what he was told. So if you told your first Shliach to marry a lady for you, we have to be afraid that maybe he married the sister of who you want to marry now, or the mother. V'chivu d'lo tirishlei, since she did not tell you who, ha'lo yoda, you do not know, is hayni u'kiddishlei, you do not know who the shliach married to you. So therefore, you can't marry your second wife. Because any lady you go to now, you have to be afraid maybe she's the mother of your first wife. Because you have to be afraid maybe the Shliach Taka married somebody for you. She married the first lady he saw. And you don't know who that lady is. So you can't marry anybody now. Because anybody you want to get married to, you have to be afraid maybe she's the mother of your first wife. Or maybe she's the sister of your first wife. Or maybe she's the daughter of your first wife. And that's an Nis Erva. You can't marry your mother-in-law. You can't marry your sister-in-law. So therefore, you're also to get married to any lady in the world. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Yosef Omer Yechanan says. So tell you this, the Kashiv Sovim Taima, the Kula Yalma Yasul Isa Nashim then. Then the whole world should also be us to get married now. The Shema Zayisishin Eskatsha, the Shliach. That maybe the lady that you're going to marry now was the lady that's married to the first man. That was the first man Reuven sent to Shliach. And Shliach married somebody for Reuven. Now, the whole world should be us to get married now. Because whoever wants to get married, now you have to be afraid maybe the wife you're marrying is already married to the Reuven. So Tosfos says, Tak, it depends. There will have been a time that Nashim are never to say they didn't get married yet, then it's very good. But even if you want to say not like that, Tosfos learns that Avad Pshana al Gemari, that Midiraisa, Avad is mutter to get married. Because Midiraisa, Avad Ego Bosa Roiv. And Api Roiv, the lady you're marrying now, is not the lady that's offered to you. And our Gemara Pshat is, it's a Knas mid Rabbonin. It's only mid Rabbonin that the Rabbonin made a Knas for the person that sent such a Shliach. It's not nice to do such a thing like that. To send a Shliach to marry Stam, you don't tell him who to marry for you. That's not a nice thing to do. So here the Rabbonin made a Knas that you can't marry anybody else. Even though mid Yeraisa you'd be mutter to get married to anybody else. Because Midiraisa Vadi go basa Roiv. You go basa Roiv to say that Roiv ladies in the world are mutter to you. Because the Shliach only married one lady, but Roiv of the world were not married. So therefore, any lady you want to marry now, Midiraisa would be mutter to you. I, the Kavua, Taisa, since it's not Nikavim Kaim, it's not called Kavua. So Midiraisa really go basa Roiv. It's only the Rabbonik of Kenas that since you did something wrong by making a Shliach to marry Stam, you didn't say who. Therefore, if you don't find out who he married for you, the Chum made a Knas, you cannot marry anybody else. Then the Chanami, anybody else is allowed to get married. For anybody else, they have a right to be Sayyid Mechan Roiv, that most probably they're not married, they're not marrying this lady. Alright, turn off. So it's more Eisvei Resh Lokas to Rabbi Yechanan. So as long as she has the to Rabbi Yechanan, there's a locha kan stuma. That means either a yeledes or a zav. That you have to bring a korban of the birds. Kan. Kan means two birds, and stuma means you didn't say exactly which one should be the yela, which one should be a chatis. Usually kan means you have the two birds, that of a zav or a zav of a yeledes, that they bring a chatis and a knife. So they bring a chatis knife and a yela knife. So stuma means they didn't explain yet which one should be the chatas, which one should be the yela. Shepocha goes alechem mehem liavroilam. That one of these two birds now flew away. After the yeledes brought the two birds, now one of them flew away. Oy shepircha lebein chatoyes hameisos. Or else one bird fell between other birds that have a loch of a chatas that has to die in it. So maybe this one will still have to die now. Or else Tom, one of the two birds died. The lacher is yikar zug l'sheni. All you have to do is just buy one more bird and put the two birds together, and now you be korei ashamed which one you want to be the other, which one you want to be a chattis. The ilu karma freshes. But let's say first you said that you bought the two birds, and you said clearly this one is the chattis and this one is the oila. Then ilu etakana. Then if one bird flies away, you can't just buy another bird. Of course, you don't know which one flew away. You don't know which one is here. You don't know if the one that's left is the chattis or the oila. So you can't just buy another bird. You don't know what to make it. So therefore, you have no way to stand to buy one new one. You have to buy two new ones. The ilu shar kina biyama, but the rest of the birds of the world, though, miskin, you're allowed to use all the other birds of the world. Or even though one of these birds flew away, still we say if you buy new birds now, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe the new bird is the bird that fell away, or anybody else wants to use birds. You don't have to be afraid it's the bird that fell away from the first ones. The question is, v'yamai, why not? Lema, let's say, kol chodah v'chodah dur mahayniyu. Why don't we say, maybe this one, the one bird you find right now, that's the bird that fell away? So he says like this, dur ma'isash v'kloima, v'hukva kva l'ruvain. And the bird first was to Ruvain. Now the bird flew away from Ruvain. So how could anybody else use birds? That's the Gemara's kasha. I fear Tosfos v'im Toimar v'akvar pirashnu the liyalma loykonsu. Tos explained before that this Gemara is going that Avadi Samechan Roiv Meviraisa. It's only a knas for the first person that sent the shliach. But here the kasha is if somebody else finds a bird, Avadi they could use it. They have right to be Samechan Roiv. V'yeshloimar the mashmale the shakin and the alma fiddle the Ruvain. Miskin, is even this first person, Ruvain, that he was shuldig a little bit that he let his bird fly away. Now when he buys another birds, he's allowed to use them. In the Sterch L'Kanachar. As the question is, then am I, a consul today, they should make a kanas upon him, that he can't use any more birds anymore. So how come by birds we don't make this kanas also? So Marin says, Omar Lehi, answered back, Kamina no Isha, Rabbi Yochanan says, when do I say there's a kanas only by a lady? Where you made a shliach to marry a lady for you. The loinaydi, ladies don't move around. So therefore, it's going with the kavua, the rabbanan made a kanas. A tay speaks out, and he, the loy kavua lagamri, it's not called a real kavua, because it's not nikkav b'mekaymai, but mekamakam dam yiksas the kavua v'yesh lachmer. It looks a little bit like the klal is, if something's kavua, stationary, and you go to its place to take it away, then you don't go bus arrive. Kol kavu is kamachta machta dami. So a lady that's stationary at home, so therefore we said the shliach, when you want to go now to marry her, or else when the shliach went to her, it's like kol kavu a kamachta machta dami, therefore I'm machner. Mashen came. The amarta liyati surah the 90? But you're asking me a question from birds. When birds fly away, birds do not stay stationary. Birds are moving around. So things that move around, there the klal is called the parish, meruva parish. Dichitayim, maybe you'll tell me, hochi nami nayid, that maybe here also the lady is also moving around, eima b'shuk ashkach, the kodesh, maybe it means either the first shliach, married the lady for you, in the streets. Well, some should have learned the means now when this man wants to get remarried. Maybe he'll remarry a lady in the street, and when she's in the street, she's moving around, she should be called the parish, move a parish, so it should be done to birds. And the Gemara name of Yechon says, Hosom Hodrila Nechusa, by a lady, even though she's outside by daytime, at nighttime, though they go back to the house, they go back to Nechusa, they have a place where they're Kavua, therefore they're done to Kavua. They're stationary. Mashenken Gabi Khan, Mihodra, birds don't go back, birds are always flying around. So therefore, that the Rabbi Yochanan was Machmir was only in the case of an Isha. By an Isha, we say, since they have a house where they live in, it's doim a little bit to Kavua, so therefore we're Machmir to say that you don't, not Soymechan Roiv. You have to be Machmir. Mashenken, in the case of birds, where for sure they're always moving around, there Rabbi Yochanan agrees you don't make the Kanas. We say, called the Parish, Meruba Parish, any bird you take now comes from the majority of the birds in the world that are mutter to you, therefore you're allowed to use it. Omar Rava. Rava says though, Umayder Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon agrees in the case again where you sent a shliach to marry somebody for you, and you don't know who he married, and now you want to remarry. So Rabbi Yechon agrees that you're allowed to remarry a lady. Beisha she'ain lo loy bas v'loy bas bas. You want to marry a lady now that has no daughters, v'loy bas ben and no granddaughters, v'loy aim it doesn't have a mother, v'loy aimim not a grandmother, v'loy achas has no sister. Because if you want to marry a lady now that has no relatives, no female relatives, so you're allowed to remarry her. Because what could go wrong? At most, what happened was the shliach married her for you, so very good, she's your wife. And if the shliach did not marry her for you, so then she's mutter to you. Because she has no other female relatives, that should be your son. Even though she had like a sister, but at the time when the shliach, when the Reuven made a shliach, she was married. Just he got divorced later on. So that, again, we're not afraid. The lady is still mutter to you. My time away. Because at the time when Reuven first appointed a shliach to marry a lady for him, we have to look that the only ones that are possible may be married is a lady that's not married at that time. At the time when Reuven met a shliach, he told the shliach, marry for me a lady. So who's in the suffix and the doubt? Ladies that are not married yet. But a lady that's married at that time, even the lady she gets a get, we're not afraid maybe married her. To Kamalei, to Ahut Nisiv on the Gavri, because at the time when he made him a shliach, your sister was married. Ki Mishav Yishliach, so when Reuven first made a shliach, the Nilsa the Kaimel Kaimei, he only makes a shliach that somebody that could be married right now, somebody that's not married now. But the Nilsa the Kaimi Kamei, but a lady that's already married, Lele Mishav Yishliach. You don't appoint a shliach right now to marry a lady for you, to a lady that's married right now. Since right now you can't marry her, you don't appoint her to be a shliach. So therefore, if you want to later marry another lady, that lady has no mother, no daughters, she only has a sister that was married at the time when the shliach was appointed, you don't have to be afraid the shliach married the sister. Therefore, you're allowed to marry the sister here. Fredi Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, the guy becomes a Nazir. If you allow the Galeach Nazir, and he has a Kabbal, he is Makabal to take a haircut, to bring Kabbalahs for another Nazir. Vishom, a Chaver of Yom Vani, and his friend says also Vani, Viyola, the Galeach Nazir, I also want to accept upon myself to bring Kabbalahs. So Vishnu says, I'm all your picker of the both smart, Negalchim Zezer, let them both make the eighth, each one brings Kabbalahs for the other ones. The Yimlav, if not, Megach Nazir Nazir Macherim. You have to bring Kabbalahs for a different pair of Nazirim. Now, Bishleim Abbas for the second Nazir here, Iko Kadmo Kamei. The first Nazir was already a Nazir, so when the second one accepted to bring Kabbalahs for another Nazir, he could mean the first one. Ela Kadmo, but the first one, when he said he's accepting upon himself to bring Kabbalahs for another Nazir, Miko Basro Kamei, the second person wasn't a Nazir yet. If you tell me now when somebody says something, he only means that could be done right now, the first person, when he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir and to bring Kabbalahs for another Nazir, look, it has to be a Nazir that's a Nazir already. So how could the Mishnah say he could bring Kabbalahs for the second one? The second one wasn't a Nazir yet. Ela Rav Ochikom, this is what he means to say. All right, we'll stop here. Thank you, Robert, we'll see you tomorrow. You're holding off Yud Beis on a Beis. Again, the last Shiloh was really it's a kasha. If you're going to tell me that when you make a shliach, you only mean what could be done right now, so the question was that in our Mishnah, it says these two people, somebody said a rainy Nazir, we are Lila Galeach Nazir, I want to become a Nazir, and I have a chiyuv to bring kavanas for another Nazir, and then a second person, Ned Vishomar, Chaver of Yom Avani. So the Mishnah says, you have these two people now, they both have the chiyuv to bring kavanas for another Nazir, so if they're smart people, one brings for the other. So the question is, how could the first one bring for the second one? The second one was not a Nazir when the first one said, Areini Nazir, Bilal Galech. When the first one said he has the chiyuv to bring kavanas for somebody else, the second one wasn't a Nazir yet. So if so, that's more from Yikav Asroi Kamo.